ARE Nigerian, FinTechs Ready, TO Balance Innovation, WITH Responsibility. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and you're listening to the FinTech Daily Brief by Podcast AI. Stay tuned. Let's find out in today's episode. Today, we're exploring the call for responsible innovation in Nigerian fintechs as the Senate ramps up regulatory oversight and how this could impact the sector's growth. In Nigeria, fintech companies are being urged to innovate responsibly as the Senate intensifies its push for deeper regulatory oversight. This message was highlighted at a recent two-day workshop organized by the Senate Committee on Legislative Compliance in Abuja. The workshop focused on bridging the gap between legislative resolutions and their implementation by various government bodies. During the event, several key areas were identified for reform, including capacity building within government agencies, modernizing regulatory frameworks, and enforcing sanctions for non-compliance. The Senate is concerned about the lack of accountability, as public institutions often ignore or selectively implement legislative resolutions. Godswill Akpabio, Senate President, emphasized that compliance should be the default, not the exception. Garba Maidoki, Chairman of the Committee, pointed out the severe impact of non-compliance on national development, citing over 10,000 abandoned projects and inefficiencies in infrastructure and healthcare as major concerns. "The consequences are visible on the roads and painfully clear in hospitals," Maidoki stated. From the private sector, Rasak Kadri, head of compliance at CUDA, offered insights on the role of fintechs in fostering responsible innovation. He stressed that while technology has expanded financial access, it must be built on accountability. Kadri highlighted CUDA's strategy of embedding compliance into product design, which has allowed the company to innovate confidently and securely. Kadri also called for stronger collaboration between regulators and fintech companies, noting that outdated regulatory frameworks often fail to accommodate digital-first financial models. He believes that compliance and innovation can coexist and even reinforce each other when approached correctly. As the Senate moves to tighten regulations, the fintech sector stands at a crossroads. Will these measures foster a more stable and reliable financial ecosystem, or will they stifle the innovative spirit that drives fintech growth? Only time will tell. Square has just announced their latest innovation, a new point-of-sale app designed to enhance commerce and payments functionality for sellers. This app consolidates Square's vertical-specific commerce tools into one unified platform, allowing businesses to personalize their experience to meet their unique needs while supporting their growth and evolution. 16 years ago, Square revolutionized the market by launching their mobile card reader and point-of-sale app, enabling sellers to accept digital payments and empowering businesses to thrive. Over the years, Square has developed industry-specific software products like Square for Restaurants, Square for Retail, Square Appointments, and Square Invoices, helping businesses eliminate friction points in managing and expanding their operations. The business landscape is continuously evolving, and Square's sellers are no exception. They trust Square to handle every aspect of their business, which allows them to focus on their craft. The new point-of-sale app makes it easier for sellers to discover the right tools and expand their features as they grow. According to Square, feature discovery and usage among new sellers increased by nearly 80% compared to the previous point-of-sale experience, which is impressive. The app's ease of use lies in its modes, which offer feature sets tailored to each industry, giving sellers a personalized experience. Sellers can add modes to expand their sales capabilities without growth limitations, while Square can deliver new features faster. Currently, there are 7 modes available, each catering to specific industry needs. For example, the food and beverage modes offer tailored solutions like quick service mode for counter service operations and full service mode for dining operations. Willem Ava, head of product for Square, highlighted that the new point-of-sale app recognizes that sellers' needs are not one-size-fits-all. Businesses today need to be resilient and adaptable to new challenges and opportunities. With this app, sellers do not have to choose between breadth or depth. They can have both. Square is committed to building innovative features for sellers of all types and sizes, allowing them to focus on their craft, customers, and communities. Square plans to introduce new platform enhancements and modes features in the inaugural Square releases on May 13th. This move demonstrates Square's commitment to adding value and expanding its point-of-sale app to meet the diverse needs of its sellers. It's an exciting time for businesses using Square, as they can look forward to even more tailored and efficient solutions to help them thrive in a competitive market. The race to acquire HSBC Malta is heating up as the list of potential bidders narrows. German fintech firm RS2 is now in the spotlight, competing against two unnamed non-European Union banks. This comes after Hungarian bank OTP and APS withdrew from the race, reportedly due to a lack of support from authorities. Finance Minister Clyde Caruana has emphasized the need for more competition in Malta's banking sector. With the initial stage of negotiations complete, HSBC is expected to choose its preferred bidder by the end of spring. This decision follows a strategic review initiated last September. The European Central Bank has expressed concerns about the prolonged negotiations, suggesting they might destabilize Malta's financial sector. The ECB has communicated these worries to Malta's central bank, pushing for a swift resolution. Local businesses are also in the mix, with a consortium expected to submit a final bid soon. However, insiders believe this group remains an outside contender, especially after some initial members withdrew their participation. As the clock ticks, the pressure mounts on HSBC to finalize a deal, especially given the European Central Bank's call for urgency. Once a preferred bidder is selected, the process will enter a new phase, involving detailed negotiations and approvals from regulatory bodies like the European Central Bank. While the decision on a buyer may come soon, the completion of the takeover will likely take several more months. This transition period will be crucial for ensuring stability in Malta's financial ecosystem. In the latest funding news, Alternative Payments, a fully integrated business-to-business payments and checkout infrastructure provider, has secured $22 million in total funding. The funding rounds were led by Mission OG and Third Prime, and this capital injection is set to advance the company's mission to digitize and automate business-to-business payment workflows, particularly for industries that have historically been overlooked by fintech innovation. Alternative Payments is focusing on digitally transforming underserved industries, such as information technology service providers, managed services providers, and blue-collar sectors. These industries have long relied on outdated systems to manage accounts receivable and payable, access merchant services, and offer client-facing financing. The company's turnkey, automated platform provides an alternative to legacy payments and financing providers, addressing long-standing business-to-business payment challenges, such as delayed invoice processing, poor invoice deliverability, reliance on paper-based systems, and cross-border friction. By empowering businesses to automate historically manual work streams, Alternative Payments has reportedly reduced days sales outstanding by 40 to 50% for its customer base. Baxter Lanius, Chief Executive Officer of Alternative Payments, highlighted that innovation in payments acts as a powerful catalyst for growth, especially in uncertain times. He stated, "By accelerating how and when businesses get paid, we're not just improving cash flow, we're unlocking greater efficiency, stability, and confidence for companies around the world." Rob Metzger, Mission OG General Partner, expressed excitement about partnering with Alternative Payments. He emphasized that the company's focus on automation, ease of use, and advanced analytics positions them to lead the transformation in how businesses manage payments and cash flow. With this new funding, Alternative Payments is poised to scale its impact, expand globally, and continue building the infrastructure that will define the future of seamless, secure payments for underserved industries. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.